I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Fiji, where Cyclone Evan has knocked off the air, the only Christian radio witness to the Hindu and Buddhist population. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson says December's Category 4 storm left people homeless and hungry. Can you help HCJB raise the $30,000 needed to put the station back on the air?
We want to come alongside of them and give them the finances to fix the transmitters, repair the towers, replace the computers that were destroyed, and get this radio station on the air, because right now this whole area is left without any other kind of Christian witness.
Support HCJB so listeners can hear about Christ. Elsewhere, there's a spiritual war raging over the kids in India. MNN's Katie Harth is there.
I love you. We love you. Tum ho pita.
Over 40 of these little guys find refuge at a boys' home in the slums.
As much as God has his hand over these children, the enemy also wants their lives. He wants to snatch them from our hand.
Around 2 million kids end up in the streets each year. Most of them fall victim to child labor or sex trafficking. Sister Mary, a missionary supported by Gospel for Asia, heads up a boys' home in northern India. It rescues boys from the streets and tries to reunite them with their families.
When I look at them, I don't see street children, I don't see abused children or poor children. I see the future leaders for the kingdom.
Ask the Lord to surround these kids with his love and protect them from harm. Reporting from Delhi, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, Mission Network News is offering Operation Mobilization's Pray Freedom, a 12-week journey of prayer for those caught in human trafficking. Get Pray Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.